Hey, welcome everybody. It is the time of day when we all need to see eye to eye. So that means we have to bring in the expert, the guy that really clears up our sight here from Miller Eye Center. It's Dr. Richard Miller. They're located at 2995 East Rock here in Rockford. And you can give them a call at 815-226-1500. And today, Dr. Miller, I want to touch on something we have not ever touched on, and that is cosmetic eye problems. You know, anymore, everybody's always taking these photos from their phone and all the Instagram and TikTok these days. And, you know, people are always needing to look good and feel good. I hear it all the time from my wife. Hey, I think my eyes are sad. I think there's things going on. So let's talk about some of the things that are happening, why it happens, and how can we fix it. Let's start with, how about eyelash loss? I've heard that some. What's the cause, and how's that happen, and who's it really affect?
Yeah, well, the main problem is aging. And it's noticed mostly in women, of course. The secondary cause can be chronic lid infections that are also known as blepharitis.
Now, it's funny you bring up blepharitis. I've heard that term. I'm not sure really what it is. And explain it to us and tell us, how do you treat it?
Okay. So that's from the standard skin bacteria, the Staphylococcus bacteria. So, you know, all your skin is colonized by bacteria in the millions per square inch. And they'll go a little crazy on the edge of the lid, and it kind of looks like dandruff on your eyelashes.
Some
studies show as many as 68% of people have this. And then we've got some old ways to treat it. Some people used to call it granulated eyelids. Speaking of old ways. The old ways, you'd use baby shampoo or medicated lid scrubs to try to get the bacteria off. The only problem is none of those work well. And the reason is the bacteria stick to the skin so tightly. They have a compound called adhesin. It's almost strong as super glue.
Huh.
So what we use a more modern technique to get rid of is what's called BlephX. And that's using a miniature Dremel tool with soap and stuff to basically scrub the lids and lashes. And yeah, it takes like 5 minutes, and once you do it, usually infection-free for about a year or more.
Dr. Miller, is that something that, okay, I you're always so open with me, so I just ask maybe questions that, you know, aren't right, but you talk about some of the stuff you use. I know if you go to a drugstore, they've got rows and rows and rows of what they think is eye care and all of these things. Can people think they're getting this, or is it really more advantageous to come to, like, to your facility or a facility to really get the stuff that they really can't get, if that makes sense to you?
Yeah, we're much better at handling. I'll give you an example. So I had an episode of blepharitis a couple years ago, so I thought, why don't I try the standard stuff that's out there on the market for patients?
Right.
So first I did the baby shampoo, didn't work. So then you buy these medicated lid scrubs, and there's some mild ones. I tried those. That didn't work. I tried some nasty ones that are close to, like, a nerve agent strength that burn my hair if they get dried. I tried that, and it didn't work. So finally, I had my technician do the BlephX on me. In a day, I was back to normal. So,
a great story.
The problem is, you can't scrub the edges of your eyelids. They're too soft, and the chemicals, if they're nasty enough to kill the bacteria, they kill your eye.
Wow.
So the BlephX is so much more effective. Yeah, you have to pay for it. It's about $100 because the insurance doesn't cover it. But, it's one and done with that technique.
And so does it last then for how long normally?
Typically about a year or more.
Oh, wow. That's not bad. That is not bad. You know, when and I do want to let everybody know, we're talking with Dr. Richard Miller from Miller Eye Center here in Rockford. And every month we make an appointment to talk to Dr. Miller and ask all different types of questions. And he's always so kind to give of his time to do this. And I want to let everybody know, Dr. Miller, you can give them a call at 815-226-1500. If you hear something and you need more information, please call over to Dr. Miller's office and just talk to him. Everybody there is so friendly. They'll help you. They'll make sure they'll at least get you the answers. If the receptionists do not know the answer, they'll get it for you. I promise that. So please give them a call. Now, we talk about lash loss. Can that be reversed at all?
Well, you wouldn't think so, but yes, it can. Now, there is a drug that came out about 20 years ago that we used for glaucoma, widely used, you know, throughout the U.S. And we saw that these patients who used the drug had longer lashes, darker lashes, and more lashes. So we know that this drug can grow eyelashes.
Wow.
And so it's available as a prescription called Latisse. Takes about 16 weeks to get maximum effect.
Okay.
You use it once a day.
Is it expensive then, Dr. Miller, or no?
Well, yeah. So I've got a trick for everybody.
Okay.
Normally, as a prescription, runs about $140 a month. However, you know, there's these prescription cards called GoodRx.
Yeah,
Get it off the internet. And through GoodRx, it's just $40 to $50 for a month's doses instead of $140.
Wow.
So, more natural, cheaper and than a lot of women using artificial lashes. And so, definitely recommend it.
You know, the next question, you know, I have to be very careful here, Dr. Miller, but, you know, as we age, our body sometimes sags with age and gravity, but I have seen that, you know, my wife believes that that also happens around her eyes, and is she onto something there, or is it just, you know, I guess crazy talk, you know?
No. She's quite accurate. So there's two things that happen that give you the droopy eyelid.
Okay.
Number one, you know, the skin on your forehead and your eyebrows sags with age. So where normally the eyebrow, if you feel the bone above your eye, the brow should be above that. A lot of people will be below. And then, you know, your skin sags over the eyelid. That's one method. The other way, a lot of people get a droopy eyelid with time. It's somewhat hereditary. I mean, if you look back at old baby pictures, they're a little droopy even when they're born. So both of those will give, you know, that, well, some people call it bedroom eyes. Other people say, I can't see up.
That's funny.
Yes.
You know, and I know for a lot of ladies, they go to, and I got to be careful here. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but they're running to a plastic surgeon and thinking, okay, this is the only way I'm going to be able to fix this. You know, is that something that can be treated other than plastic surgery?
Right. We do have a somewhat newer drug called, it's called UpNeek.
Okay.
And it's a drop you put in the eye, lasts for 6 to 8 hours, and it gives the muscles in the eyelids a little kick pharmacologically so that it'll raise them. And you have to buy it yourself. It's never covered by the insurance companies. But if you buy it like a 3-month supply, it's only like $75 a month.
Okay.
So a lot of people have used that to help.
Okay.
Furthermore, you know, we have regular surgery, so, and a couple different types. And this is important for patients to know this so they get the best result. Typically, if you go to a plastic surgeon, all they do is shorten your eyelid.
Okay.
Okay. take a segment out, and the problem with that is your eyelids tend not to close at night when you sleep, and your eye dries out and gets irritated.
Okay.
So the proper way to fix it is seeing an ophthalmic plastic specialist. And the one droopy eyelid method, is because the muscle that lifts the lid gets separated from its normal attachment. So an ophthalmic plastic surgeon will find the muscle edge, find the lid plate, attach the two, you're back in business doing well. So it's a surgical repair, but totally different than what the standard plastic surgeons do.
Okay.
Now, for the eyebrow thing, two ways you can do it. You can take tissue out above the eyebrow, just like a quarter inch of tissue, and tighten up the skin. But the problem is that leaves like nasty scars. And an excellent example of that is if you look at Sylvester Stallone closely, you'll see he's got these scars above his eyebrows.
Okay.
The better way to do it is what's called an endoscopic coronal brow lift. So they start up in your hairline with a camera, tunnel down over your forehead, free up all the tissue, and pull it up a half inch, and solves the droopy eyelid problem, but also, takes 20, 30 years off your facial appearance and makes you look much younger.
Hmm. Okay. Now, we had talked just a few minutes ago about the upneke, or how did you say that?
Yeah, it's called upneke. It's a little bit strange, but it's a prescription, UPNEEQ.
Now, is that something people, if they come to your office to see you or however it works, is that something you prescribe to folks? Or tell me about that.
Yeah, that's a prescription drop. So just you drop in the eye, last 6 to 8 hours.
Okay.
As I said, the insurance won't cover it. You have to pay for it yourself. But I have a lot of patients who say, I don't want eye surgery now. I just want to, get that eyelid out of the way. So at the end of the day, when I'm getting tired and my lid gets droopier, it doesn't drive me crazy.
Okay. All right. Again, we are talking with Dr. Richard Miller from Miller Eye Center here in Rockford. They're located at 2995 East Rock. And get your pen and paper. The number you dial is 815-226-1500. And again, if you hear something, you can call me here at the radio station if you want, and I'll get you the number and make sure that you get all the information you might need, especially on some of this. We're talking about cosmetic eye problems and really getting some great information, things that I've wondered about. One of the things I've seen, Dr. Miller, and I don't know if this is very common, but I've seen bumps on eyelids. I don't know, what's going on there. Can you tell me what that is or what's happening?
Well, we've got all sorts of causes, but let's break it down into four different kind of bumps. First of all, there's what's called seborrheic keratosis, and that's a brown spot that looks kind of stuck on the skin, typically known as age spots. President Bush made it famous. He had a couple removed during his reign. And then the other one we see is sebaceous cysts. And these are the common oil glands in your skin that keep your skin moist. But they get plugged up, they keep making you oil, so it kind of looks like a pimple. It's usually white on the center. If they've been there a long time, they can turn black. So those are pretty common right around the eyelids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see a lot of what we call, the general term is papillomas. And the 95% of these, they're warts. And warts are caused by, the infamous HPV virus that's hanging around most people. Somewhat contagious, so if the wart itches and you rub it, you end up with more warts. They can be all different shapes. Typically, they kind of have like little fronds on them. But they can rarely be flat or just a round dome. And they're very common just because people rub their eyes and, you get them on your fingers, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The final one is moles. So moles, they're typically present since birth. It's an abnormal neuro tissue that's just in the wrong place. They're darker, and they can have hairs growing out of them.
Oh, yeah, they're good looking. That's for sure.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, is there anything, or how can you treat these, then, bumps?
Yeah, there's a couple different options. So you can always surgically just, get out your scalpel and give a patient an anesthetic injection and then just cut it out. If it's small, you don't even have to sew the lesion to get closed.
Okay.
You can use radio frequency, which is kind of like cautery. We use in surgery to burn them out. You can also use cryotherapy, and this is using liquid nitrogen, which is very, very cold. You spray it on the spot,
okay,
and it'll die and typically go away. Finally, a newer technique is using what's called IPL, and that's intense pulsed light. This is kind of a near laser treatment that will do a nice job for lighting up like the subarachnoides or freckles, and also, of course, the side benefit gets rid of fine wrinkles.
Okay. Again, we are talking with Dr. Richard Miller, talking a little bit of cosmetic eye surgery. Problems, really, yeah, not necessarily surgery. We're talking about a lot of different things that you can do to help alleviate some of the things we're talking about. Now, I've seen, I guess I'd describe them as like a red spot on the skin. What is that, then?
Yeah, there's two different types. There's the kind of roundish ones, we call them cherry red spots, and medically known as hemangiomas. So this is an abnormal collection of blood vessels. Sometimes you see them a little more in women. They can be brought on by estrogen use.
Mm-hmm.
More common, you just get dilated blood vessels, typically on the cheeks, and a lot of times they're associated with a skin disease called acne rosacea.
Now, tell me about that. What actually is that?
Yeah, this is very common, undiagnosed, but it's an inflammatory disease of the skin. Nobody knows why.
Okay.
So you'll get it appears on your cheek, chin, forehead, as red spots, dilated blood vessels. You'll also see these bumps. That's typically on your forehead.
Okay.
And the classic finding is to get a red, thickened nose. Okay, so
right.
For the older crowd who are listening in, W.C. Fields, I know it's going back to that. He's a classic example with the giant nose, and acne rosacea typically is worsened by alcohol. So, it has that little alcoholic stigmata to it also.
Okay, and do you have prescriptions for that then to control it, or is it you're just kind of stuck with it?
Well, no, there's many medicines that have been used, and I'll briefly go through it, but I'll sum it up by saying they just don't work well. So you can use a lot of these doxycycline, tetracycline, these antibiotics that have anti-inflammatory effects.
Okay.
You take it by mouth. We have a gel that you put on called metronidazole, but it has a lot of side effects. You can't get it in the eye because it'll burn like heck. And I tell you, I talk to patients, and almost no one ever stays on these medications. They hate the side effects. They feel that they don't work well.
Hmm. Interesting. You know, one thing I have heard about lately is a term, and maybe you can explain it, because I really don't know what they're talking about, but IPL.
Yeah, so this intense pulse light, so it's kind of like a near laser energy. If you turn it up enough, you can cook the skin a little bit. The dermatologists have used this for years as an anti-aging treatment because it'll get attracted to red vessels and red areas in the face. It fades age spots. It gets rid of small wrinkles. and it creates new collagen. You actually grow new collagen. So if you have bad acne rosacea on your face, where it's bright red and, you know, bothersome looking, you can get intense pulse light treatments to, you know, almost bring you back to normal.
Wow, that is something. Again, we are discussing all these cosmetic eye problems with Dr. Richard Miller from Miller Eye Center. You know, one thing I've always wondered, why do people get puffy bags under their eyes? Is it from lack of sleep, or is it really something else going on?
Yeah, it is. There's the main reason is that if you look at the eye, it is surrounded by a layer of fat.
Okay.
As a kind of a cushion. Now, there's a membrane in the base of your eyelid that holds the fat back and keeps it out of the eyelid. However, age, heredity, allergies, a lot of people, that membrane breaks down and the fat comes forward, and you can see it anywhere in the eye. You can see it down below. You can even see what we call orbital fat pads above the eye and by the side of the nose.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, you know, what causes this? I mean, how does it happen? Is it also age, or what is it?
Yeah, age, a little bit heredity. I think okay. Allergies can worsen it. It's very common.
Huh.
So the way you can tell what it is, if you close your eye, close one eye and look in a mirror.
Yeah.
If you push down the eye, create a little pressure, and you see the puffiness get worse, you're just pushing the orbital fat out into that area.
Wow. Okay. You know, I've seen forever, and you probably have too, if ladies go to a spa, maybe guys do, they use cucumbers on them. And I've also heard, I don't know if they're just mess, they've also have used some hemorrhoid cream. Is that really helpful? I mean, does that stuff work, I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah, not really. So there's you can do one trick you can do. A lot of times it's the puffiness is exacerbated by excessive fluid in your body.
Okay.
So people who get puffy feet, puffy legs, you know, they have more fluid. Now what happens is when you sleep at night, especially if you turn your head face down the pillow or even one side, the water will go to that side. So if you sleep on your right side, you have a right puffy lid compared with the left. So a lot of patients, if you want just to make things better, throw a couple pillows, get your head elevated, and drive that fluid to somewhere else in your body.
Okay.
So that's one easy thing you can do.
Okay.
But really the only effective treatment is surgery. And once again, this is something that I'd caution patients to go to an ophthalmic plastic surgeon rather than a regular plastic surgeon.
Okay, good points.
The ophthalmic plastic surgeons will typically get rid of the fat, find the membrane, the septum and the lid, and close it so it doesn't come back.
Okay.
The ophthalmic plastic surgeons don't. And so later you just have more fat leaking back into the same area.
Okay.
So it's a cosmetic surgery. It does work well if you go to the right kind of doctor.
All right. And what's the cause of if you have constant red eyes? What can that be?
The most common cause is dry eye.
Okay.
Dry is very pervasive. The studies show 20 to 30% of people in the U.S. have it. Personally, I think it's much higher than that, or at least every single patient I see has a dry eye. I don't know why.
Okay.
And then, of course, the secondary issue is a airborne allergy. This could be to things like pet dander, molds, more commonly pollen from grass or trees.
Okay. You know, and can you, as a doctor, tell what's causing the dry eyes then?
Yes. We do have some newer technology that not all doctors, unfortunately, have it, but you can do tests to divide dry into two different types.
Okay.
So there's one type, which is called aqueous deficiency, where you just don't make enough tears. And this is an autoimmune disorder where the body is attacking the glands in the eye that produce tears, and typically your salivary glands too. So a lot of these patients tend to have a dry mouth and a dry eye, known as Sjogren's syndrome. Now, the problem we see is that doctors, anyone that has dry eyes, automatically say, oh, you got Sjogren's syndrome. You want to do the testing to see, is that the real problem? Because if you test the general population, 86% of people have what we call evaporative dry eye, and only 14% have aqueous deficiency. So in evaporative dry eye, we have 100 or so oil glands between all four eyelids, and every time you blink, every 6 seconds or so, they're throwing oil into your eyes. And that oil goes to the top of your tears, creates an oil on top of water barrier, and prevents your tears from evaporating.
Okay. Wow. Now, let me ask Dr. Miller, can environmental issues also cause red eyes?
Yeah, sure, they can. Obviously, dry, windy conditions, people who spend a lot of time in the car, you're staring more and the air is constantly going through there. Prolonged staring at computer screens, phones, can be other issues.
What do you think is the best treatment to improve dry eye?
Yeah, well, the problem is if you go to a drugstore, you know, they've got 100 different brands.
Right, right. Yeah.
And it, you start with one brand, you work your way through the other 99, and you find out none of them work well. And the reason is the drops will not last any longer than 5 minutes at the most, at the best. And then the preservatives in most of the bottles, yes, you can buy non-preserved tears, but they cost a fortune. The preservatives in the screw-on bottles, they restrict their use to no more than every 2 hours. So it's really a quite ineffective way of treating dry eye because you only get temporary relief. So the better way is to treat the problem rather than the symptoms. If you have a problem where your autoimmune disease in the 14% of people, you want to use what's called an immunomodulator.
Mm-hmm.
And these are eye drops that suppress the body's attack on your eyes. They do take 3 to 6 months to take effect. They are prescription only,
okay.
But that's ideal to use. Now, one of the problems I see out there is that these drops are the most commonly prescribed drops in the world, yet very few eye doctors test to see if you're in the 14% category that'll help.
Wow.
And they're expensive. You know, you're talking $500, $600 a month. So you really want to make sure you get testing before you put on these drops and wait 6 months and find they really don't work, and you wasted, $3,600.
Yeah, yeah.
Because most of the problem is evaporative dry eye, and that is diagnosed by getting infrared photographs of the lids that show the meibomian oil glands.
Okay.
And if they're long and straight and they look happy, you don't have a dry eye. If they're crooked and plugged up and then they even die off later, then, of course, you do have that dry eye caused by evaporation. And for those patients, a couple things we can do. We have an older treatment called LipiFlow, and that's a machine that goes underneath the eyelids, heats up to turn the solid oil and the oil glands to a liquid, and then suctions it out.
Okay.
Takes about 15 minutes, done in the office. Just lie there, and you feel a little heat, you feel a little suction. Typically about an 80% success rate in improving your eyes.
Okay.
Or dryness symptoms. Newer treatment that came out 2 years ago, approved by the FDA, is that intense pulse light treatment we talked about. I don't know really for sure how it works, but somehow or the other, it blocks inflammation around the glands, shrinks the oil glands down, and makes them work better. And in our hands, we've seen about a 90 to 95% success rate in getting patients in better shape with less symptoms.
Okay. you know, allergies, I mean, I know they can cause red eyes, but is there any treatment for allergies that you can help with?
Yeah, there's some nice treatments. You can go to the drugstore and you can buy over-the-counter a drug called Pataday.
Okay.
Comes in three different forms. You might just buy the extra strength. Used to be like $400 or $500 per bottle, prescription only. But as I said, now it's over the counter. You can get it for $25 to $30, which is really great. Just one drop a day. Better blocker than treater. So if you have allergies, it's better just putting a drop in every night, and that really helps people out.
Okay.
Now, if you have persistent problems with allergies, what you should also do is get skin testing.
Okay.
And the reason is, you know, avoidance is better than treating. And let's say you find out you're allergic to, you know, your dog. You can do things to help keep your dog from bothering you as much. Or if you're allergic to mites in your bed, which is the most common human allergy, you can kill off the mites and not need any future treatment.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, I know there's some people that have elevated yellow spots in their eyes, and at 3 and 9 o'clock, it seems like they elevate. What is the term for this, and what can you do?
Yeah, they're called pinguecula, and they're actually due to ultraviolet radiation from the sun. A little more common if you're out in dry, dusty conditions like farmers or construction workers.
Okay. So
they can be surgically removed. It's considered cosmetic, but it's, you know, we do it in the office, not a big surgery. A lot of women are bothered by that appearance, and but you know, you can spend a few hundred dollars and get them taken off.
Okay. Boy, I'll tell you what, maybe the most important question I'm going to ask you today, any way that we can change the color of our eyes?
Well, it's a couple ways. Probably the easiest way, you can use colored contacts.
Okay.
You know, they cut down your peripheral vision a little bit, but you can get them in any color. Now, we'll talk about some other methods that are kind of out there, but we should go through it. So
yeah.
Your actual eye color is determined by how much pigment you have present in the iris. You know, that's the colored part of the eye. The more pigment, the darker your color is. So if you've got brown eyes, you've got a lot of pigment. If you've got light blue eyes, you have next to no pigment.
Okay.
So let's talk about a few options. Let's say you're brown and you want to get browner.
Uh-huh.
Well, we can use the glaucoma drops we mentioned earlier that are used to grow lashes, because they will take brown eyes and over time make them browner.
Okay.
So it's off-label use, but that's something you could do. And if your eyes have a little brown in it and you use these drops for a while, they can make more brown. So
okay.
If you're a half-and-half person, you could, as long as you have some brown in the eye, you can stimulate it so you get more brown color. Now, what most people want to do, though, they want to go from brown to blue.
Okay.
And theoretically, you know, it's not possible yet, although a lot of doctors have proposed using a laser to knock pigment off the iris so that your iris color becomes lighter. Now, that's theoretically possible. The problem you can get into is sometimes that pigment can create a secondary glaucoma.
Wow.
In fact,
okay.
There is a disease called pigmentary dispersion glaucoma caused by this naturally, where there's some conditions in the eye that knocks pigment off the iris. So it's certainly not FDA approved, but I wouldn't be surprised in the future we come up with some way to gently get rid of some of your pigment and not cause a glaucoma.
All right. Dr. Miller, as always, you have answered a lot of our questions. I cannot thank you enough. Again, Miller Eye Center is located here in Rockford at 2995 East Rock. You can give them a call with any questions you might have at 815-226-1500. Dr. Miller, as always, I appreciate your time, my friend.
Oh, yes, my pleasure.
And we will do it again next month, you know. And Dr. Miller tries to run from me, but I'll always find him, I promise. You know, he is such a great guest to have on. So we appreciate him so much. Dr. Miller, thank you for your time, and thank you for all of the information you gave today.
Oh, you're quite welcome.